You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KE8YGV doing an EchoLink radio check.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KE8YGV, CQ, KE8YGV, CQ.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8FTS, is this repeater in use?
Currently connected to CMN Network.
88FK, this is KF8FTS.
Let me see here. I got the feedback on the other radio. Okay, I'll cut it down, and that should be all right. Well, you got very good copy on this repeater, David. Excellent copy. I'll leave down.
Well, you're 5'9 plus. You're pegging the needle here. I monitor this frequency. This is, you know, the McComb ARPSC uses this one, and so I'm on this quite a bit, and as well as the UHF, the FBI, I think it's 443.33 or something like that. After I got them programmed in, I named them, so it's easy for me to find them that way. But you're sounding fine. It's a good idea. Thank you.
You sound so good, I can make room for you here at the bench. Yeah, no static or anything. Just I wouldn't know you're in a mobile, especially with a HT. Yeah, you're doing really well. Say, did you get the chance to, well, he's got almost a kitty corner from you at the table Saturday, Sean, W8FU. That FBI repeaters are his. He's got about five or six of them. And he's got them all tied together. Did you know that?
Yes, in fact, I did not know he owned them, but I knew that they were tied together through that CMN network. That's what we're on right now. That's there's probably, 16, probably 20 repeaters all tied together. And I talked with Sean this morning, as a matter of fact, on that FBI repeater. He and some of the other guys, you know, they chit-chat on the way into work, and they all seem to be technicians, a lot of electronic technicians of some sort, like Sean, you know, with the police department and what have you. But that's interesting. I did not know they were his. Back to you.
Yeah, he works for the contractor that services all of Macomb County. I don't know the full details to it, but he's got a crew that works for him. They report to him. So he's he lives and eats and sleeps radio. And so I'm surprised he doesn't get tired of it, but he seems to enjoy it, and he does respond well on the radio. So everybody likes talking with him. And now he's got the call sign that, oh, some people want to talk to him and some people don't, but anyway, it's all fun, I guess. So, yep, you, let's see here. I'll send it back to you, KF8FGS88FK.
Yeah, but Sean has a lot to offer. He's very knowledgeable, has a lot to offer, you know, and basically all you have to do is listen to the guy and you learn something. I mean, I found that out Saturday morning, and then he's also a member of the Macomb Mayor PSC, so I see him there, and along with Mike, you know, and Mike's another guy that's real knowledgeable, you know, like yourself, willing to share information. So which prompts me to ask you this, would it be possible to have some kind of DMR seminar at a Hazel Park meeting? 88FK, back to you.
You know, it was, I think it wasn't this past year, but the year before, I think we did have something like an introductory talk on it. We only have about a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes at the most, during the meeting, and we have to get out right at 9 o'clock. We may probably next fall would be the soonest that we could schedule something like that. But for anybody that's interested, you know, YouTube and online is a great resource. You can probably learn 10 times as much in the same amount of time. By letting your fingers do the walking or the mouse do the running or whatever. We'll plan something here. But I strongly think if you want to learn about DMR and so forth, and also Brandmeister, not Bridgecom, has courses that you can monitor and listen to as well. There's ways of getting into it. We don't have to pay their fee. That's a sales, I think, a sales gimmick. But you probably didn't know, but Sean lives practically across the street from here, just across the Quinder, at 12 and a half mile in the Quinders. So he's got a nice big, I don't know, it must be a more than an acre, but he's got a big yard, and he could put up, and he's got a couple towers he wants to put up. Nice towers that slide up and bend over and all kinds of. He's got some plans for them, but all in good time. he's got a nice big yard for putting them up, and I'm anxious to, excited to hear when he wants to do that. So anyway, back to you, David.
Yeah, well, very good. Yeah, I was, after seeing your setup of your antenna array, I started looking at my own yard. And with the outbuildings that I have and the trees and what have you, I could put up, because I'm really serious about getting into the HF. So I was looking at different ways to commit the antennas, and I can see three antennas, you know, some around the property there. And I kind of decided to go ahead, I was looking at the Comet antenna. I think it's the Diamond G6 or the Comet 33 or something for VHF and UHF, it just made me a little more than it would cost me to build the thing, and it's got about 6.5 dB gain, whereas the collinear antenna I was planning to build is 4.5 to 5.5 dB gain. So for a couple extra shekels, I can put up something pretty quick without experimentation. I still plan to build that. I would like to use that on a lark in the park or a POTA or something, if there's such a thing for VHF and UHF, 2 meter POTA. But an antenna like that would be extremely portable, and it'd be pretty easy to pop up in the air. And also, I could take it with me with the RV trailer when we travel, and put something like that up rather than just the shovel handle J pole, but that collinear Super J. Okay. So right now we're at Gratiot and 23 Mile Road, so we're making. I'm glad we're making. We found good signal. Back to you, 88FK from KF8FGS.
KF8FGS. This is 88FK back to you, and I'm glad you're considering the commercial Comet. You won't regret it. You'll eventually go to it. I guarantee you that, if you're serious about using the radio here. And the one I have, the X333, is perfect for the Anytone 578 because it covers the three bands, which is unusual and exceptional. And you may just find that you like they do have nets on the 220 band. I have talked on it several times, and they do have repeaters around. They are scattered around, like in Roseville, Livonia, Toledo, Ohio. Fenton, I think, has one up there around Flint. And there's several others as well. You'll be surprised how well that 220 band gets out. And it always has a high audio volume when it comes on. Boy, I mean, I got to turn the volume down whenever somebody comes on the 220 band when I'm scanning. So, yep. And I got to differ with you, though, on that J-pole that you want to build. I highly encourage you to build it, but it is not portable like you think. It's not going to be easy to transport. You can't fold it up. You're going to solder it together, and it's going to be there. So it's not one you'd be better off using a simple Magna Mount quarter wave or some other quarter wave antenna if you want to do POTA with it. The guys that work in the parks, they don't usually go with two-meter band or the VHF, UHF. They're all with HF out in the parks out there. Not you can't, but who are you going to talk to? What is the purpose of it? Once you get your general, you're going to want to stick with HF for that kind of activity. I'm going to take it back here again and say, get a piece of paper, 8.5 or 11 or larger, that has all the squares on it, for plotting things out, and work on your lot. Use that as your lot. Now you may have to tape two or three of them together to get the full picture that you want to do, but I'd like to work with you on that to help to show you how to lay it out and what antennas will work best for you, the pros and cons on every antenna that you might want to consider. Hopefully it'll save you time. I don't want to take away your fun, but I do want to help give you ideas and things to consider on each type of antenna. And it's not a bad idea to have more than one antenna for the bands you want to use the most. And of course, the most useful bands are 20, 40, and 80. Having a vertical option that will cover the higher frequency bands is good. We didn't get into that when you were here, but I did tell you about it. But having horizontal and vertical and working with the one that works the best is the way to go. And, of course, you can have switches with it, and you saw what I have here. So, anyway, I'll let your ears take a break, and I'll send it back to you, David. AD8FK.
Yeah, well, thank you, Leonard. I do have graph paper. I've got isometric paper, you know, because I draw. But yeah, I can plot that out. I can even print it on a, you know, do it on a computer, and you know, to produce drawings, and it works out pretty well. And if it's on a computer, you can, you know, you can enlarge it to fit your screen or fit your eyes or whatever. But yeah, I've got you know, the lot's big enough. It's 120 by 180. My fence is 120 by 170, all the way around the house. So there's some, you know, good corner posts. I got a couple of big maple trees that are pretty stout in the front, and I got a two-car garage with a attached with a carport, and then I have a small barn in the other corner. So there's different anchor points and what have you, and I can see me putting up, you know, a couple of those J mounts that go on the side of a kind of a gable that poke up over the lid, and Vladimir told me about Menards, these stainless steel antenna mats. They're 1¼ stainless, and I said, well, I'm going to use, because I have some fence pole top rail. And he said that, well, think about it. He said, they don't bend. So on the ones that I can't put guy wires on, why, I'll maybe use those. And they're relatively inexpensive, but twice as much as the top rail. They're about $25 a piece, and they're only 5 foot, whereas the top rail is our 10 foot. So it just kind of depends on which way we end up flying with it. Which is KF8, FDS, back to you, 88FK.
That would be going first class if you could use a computer to lay it out. I guess you start by taking measurements, you know, identifying where you want to bring in the coax into your location. You don't have to bring it all in one side. Like I have three different locations or more that I bring them in. I point them out to you there. So whatever works for you. And then identifying the other supports out there, and the lot off times will dictate what antennas will fit the best. And this is a good place to start. You know, if you got a nice long run, hey, put an end-fed up there and try that out. And if you can, put up a dipole. Sometimes one antenna will outperform another. Depends on how orientation and how the lobes go out. The lobes is what carries the radiation. And also, I highly encourage you to make a vertical. Now, a vertical can be multi-band. You don't have to have a different vertical. But verticals are usually for the higher frequency bands, you know, like 10 to 20 meter bands. And because unless you want to make a very tall vertical for 40 and 80 meters, that would be challenging. But sometimes next time we get together, we'll go over the band, how you can make different wavelength antennas and how they overlap and so forth. In other words, you can get a quarter wave or 5/8 wave or 3/4 wave or full wave, you know. You don't want to go under a quarter wave if you can help it. The efficiency drops off pretty dramatically. So if you can stay at least a quarter wave, and that's what a dipole is two quarter wave antennas. And but out of the same antenna, you can have a 5/8 wave and a quarter wave, depending on the frequencies, two different frequencies you have. And I've mapped it out a couple of times. So next time we get together, we'll try to go over that. And the light will come on and you get some ideas where you can put them up at. So I hope that's helpful to you. KF8, FGS, AD8, FK.
Well, thank you, Leonard. I appreciate that. And we are at our destination, so I'm going to have to sign off. But I looked at plans for inverted V and several other different ways, so I'll be interested to see what your thoughts are on that. This is KF8 FGS, and we'll be clear on your final.
Well, I trust everything goes well at the doctor's office there, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. David, and you have a good evening. 88FK.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8VLB listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.